From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department says the nation's economy has expanded at a slightly stronger pace than previously thought in the third quarter. NPR's Yuki Noguchi says the department is revising its estimate of growth in the gross domestic product from an annual rate of 2% up to 2.5%.
Much of the upward revision came as a result of greater consumer spending, which drives more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. Many companies, including in the financial sector, also posted higher profits. But the economy is not growing quickly enough to drive a lot of new hiring. The unemployment rate remains stuck at 9.6%, and many Americans have gone without work for a long time. Also, many economists are sounding warnings that economic growth will remain sluggish through next year. Some say reducing the nation's deficit and debt will be crucial in order to increase U.S. economic output. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
A new survey finds that more Americans are saying their finances are in better shape now than they were at this time last year. Stephen Brobeck is with the Consumer Federation of America.
Our survey shows that consumers are more prepared to spend money this year than last year, and a lot more prepared than 2 years ago. But we're certainly not back at pre-recession levels yet.
President Obama is visiting a Chrysler plant in Indiana today. He'll be highlighting what he says is one positive aspect of the economy, the resurgence of the U.S. auto industry. The White House is condemning North Korea's artillery attack on a small South Korean island near the disputed maritime border between those two countries today. A barrage of shells rained down on the island, killing two South Korean Marines and injuring more than a dozen others. Dwali Saikau Tao reports South Korea's president is warning that his country will respond with what he called an enormous retaliation should North Korea attack again.
South Korea's military confirms that it returned fire and sent more than 80 shells toward the north, but it isn't clear if there were casualties on the north side. Right now, emergency officials say mountain fires are spreading on the island and most of the residents have been evacuated to bomb shelters around nearby villages. President Lee Myung-bak has raised the country's alert level to its highest during peacetime and warned of a stern retaliation against the North. For NPR News, I'm Dua Lee Saikau Tao in Seoul.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus in Seoul says the artillery shelling may be another effort by North Koreans to gain attention.
They want the world to know they believe they're strong. Particularly, they want the attention of the Americans. Some argue they want to get back into talks with the Americans and others, albeit at a price, but they'd like to get back into that diplomatic process.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus in Seoul. Sales of previously owned homes fell in October, down 2.2%. That's more than analysts had expected. On Wall Street at this hour, stock prices are sagging. The Dow down 143 points. The Nasdaq is off 32. This is NPR News from Washington. The death toll from a stampede at a festival in Cambodia has risen to nearly 380, with hundreds more injured. Rescuers are trawling a muddy river looking for more bodies. Panic set in when a crowd of thousands tried to flee over a narrow bridge. Many people were crushed as people pressed forward. Cambodia is preparing for a day of mourning for the victims. Leaders from Russia, China, and a handful of other countries and the World Bank are meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia today. NPR's David Green reports the summit is aimed at saving the world's tigers, whose numbers are dwelling.
Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is a self-described tiger enthusiast. There's a famous YouTube video in Russia of Putin in the forest tranquilizing a female tiger and putting a radio tracking collar on her neck. Putin is getting a lot of credit for coaxing VIPs to this summit. The guest list includes Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, as well as Bob Zelik, president of the World Bank, which is trying to raise the money needed for new programs to save the tiger. Worldwide, there are believed to be only 3,200 tigers still roaming the wild. One goal of the summit is to find a way to double the population over the next 12 years. Wildlife experts say that will mean going after poachers who want to sell tiger parts on the market, and it will mean governments toughening their laws to stop logging in tiger habitats. David Green, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
The royal wedding of Britain's Prince William to his fiancée Kate Middleton will take place at Westminster Abbey. Ingrid Seward of Majesty magazine says Middleton's parents will probably pay for the honeymoon.
And obviously the dress, which is unusual because normally the Queen gets stuck with doing all of that.
Seward on CBS's The Early Show. The wedding is set for April 29th. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.